some good tunes. Fong, man, bringing us back with a little motivation. If you listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network, we're talking a little bit, no, a lot, about the Super Bowl and the snacks and the grilling that you might be doing, or rather you should be doing, on your back deck. In the first segment, I invited myself over to Barbecue Bob's for the game, so that means I'm going to be the grill bitch, and everybody needs one.
Now, wait a minute. I didn't say you could come.
Yeah.
So don't be assuming here.
Right.
Well, I might be gone.
Right, yeah. I'll bring my gloves and my apron, and then I know I can fit in because it just leave me out there on the deck. While I go in and make sure the snacks are appropriately displayed, Jop will finish up on the grill. That's how that one's going to go. But anyway, we're looking forward to doing some cool stuff on the grill. And the first one, Barbecue Bob, is chicken sticks. What are you talking about there, man?
Just, you know, a little skewer with some nice little pieces of boneless chicken thigh marinated on a stick, whether you want to put pineapple or onion or tomatoes or anything with it. If you're doing the big snack thing around the table, it's really finger food, right? Because everybody's mm-hmm. reaching in. Like, we have this giant cocktail table, and you've been there. You load it up with food, and everybody just kind of takes what they want when they want. And something on a stick like that small is really nice and handy. So marinated chicken thighs on a skewer, and there's a million things you can put them in. You can do it as simple as zesty Italian.
Right, little teriyaki. Try a maple syrup. Drizzle a little maple syrup over them, too. It kind of candies that chicken a little bit, depending on if you had, like, pineapple.
Do it at the finish, you mean?
Yeah. Yep. But those...
Yeah, you could do Italian dressing marinade and then finish them off with a sweet, so you'd have sweet and sour.
Right. Exactly.
That'd
work. And when you're doing the skewers, you know what? Cook them. You can cook the longer ones, like the 8-inch ones, but just have a pair of kitchen scissors. Wow, is that hard to say? A pair of kitchen scissors and cut them in half, and then you got twice as many people can have one. And it's not about a meal anyway. It's just exactly what you talked about. It's just a snack.
That's right. And then, of course, I think it wouldn't be the Super Bowl if you didn't have wings.
Yeah.
And there's so many ways to do wings.
Yep.
You know, you can grill them, you can smoke them, you can deep fry them, you can fry them, bake them. Shoot, they're always going to be good. The key to wings is making sure they're extra well done.
Right.
Because they're...
They got membrane
and all this stuff in them, and they've got enough fat in them that, you know, if you process them properly, cut the tips off, and you have your two nice parts, marinate them for a good day in whatever you're going to put them in, and just, you know, make sure they're super well done. They'll take a beating.
Yeah, they will. And that's the cool part about doing them on a smoker is that you're doing them low and slow anyway, and you got a couple-hour period where you're not going to be – once you get them to temperature, and that temperature is about 165 degrees with your thermopen or other digital thermometer, but once you get them to temperature, you're not going to hurt them if you leave them on a low heat for a couple hours. They'll be just fine. Now, one of my favorite things to do with chicken wings is a Memphis rub. And that's got a little bit of citrus in it, and there's any number of them out there. Pig's Ass makes one that's a Memphis rub that's really good. But
just, I think you just like swearing on the radio.
I've said it twice right now, yeah. But my point is that Memphis rub on there, and it's a dry rub.
Yep.
Put that on there and let that cook down, and you'll really enjoy
it. It
kind of
depends on if you want to have your wings dry or sauce, too.
Right.
You know, that's a big deal. There's all kinds of, like, Original Wand makes that dipping sauce. So you can just put a bowl. You can pull your wings out, and you can just dip them before you put them on the plate. Big Bob Gibson, he has that white sauce from Alabama.
Oh, the mayonnaise-based stuff, yeah.
What you do is right off the grill, you just dip it and put it on the platter, and it kind of cooks the sauce off as it steams away on the platter. There's all sorts of ways you can do stuff like that. One of the things I love is either rumaki or the Hawaiian chicken gizzard wraps. I tend to like the Hawaiian style a little better, and basically it's a chicken liver.
Liver or gizzard?
Liver, I know I did.
Okay.
Chicken liver. And
it's still guts.
It's
gizzards, livers.
It's an organ, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a chicken liver and a piece
of
pineapple.
Willitzer, but I don't want to eat that either.
Piece of pineapple, and then you wrap it in bacon, and you grill it, and you poke a cherry on it, and then you pour some sweet and sour, some Chinese sweet and sour sauce on it. Unbelievable.
So let me understand this. I got a chicken liver, I got a piece of pineapple, I got a piece of bacon.
And cherry.
And a cherry.
Yep.
And I cook all of that.
Yep.
And then what do I pour over the top of it? Sweet and sour?
Yeah, Chinese sweet and sour. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful presentation. And until you eat one, reserve your comment.
Because I can. Are you doing that tomorrow?
I don't know where you'll be tomorrow. It sure won't be at my house. So you'll probably never try one. The other thing is a rumaki. And a rumaki is the same thing, except you use a water chestnut. And then you put a teriyaki sauce on it.
As opposed to the liver? Or
Nope. You just swap out the pineapple for water chestnut.
Oh, okay. So you're still doing chicken livers.
You're still doing chicken livers. And I know it sounds weird and gross, but trust me, when you put these veggies and fruits around it and wrap it in bacon, it's freaking crazy.
You know, the Super Bowl, another thing about it is it's a time you can get out your grill gadgets. And
yeah.
And you can have some fun.
Because you
got to
show
that.
Off a little
right.
bit.
Right. And you got a long time. I mean,
so, like your jalapeno stands
right.
and all that stuff.
And what I was thinking about is the meatball rack
that
you have. And it's like a little clam clasp. It's all wire mesh. And you make some meatballs in there, and it snaps at a hinge, and then you clamp it down.
Do you have one?
I do. And
I don't think I do.
Yeah, well, maybe I got yours. I don't know.
I thought I had a stainless one.
Oh, mine's a wire mesh. Yeah. It's not stainless, yeah. But anyway, make up your meatballs about golf ball size, put them in this thing, and you can grill meatballs. And it's kind of cool because it crisps them up on the outside. They're not deep fried.
You get that charbroil flavor,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Everything on the grill's better. You know what's cool on the grill? If you have a pizza stone, is nachos.
Oh, yeah.
Let's break that down. So nice.
Pizza stone's a little unique. There aren't a lot of guys that have one. I mean, I've got one, you've got one, but we do this, right?
I bet your wife has one if you don't have one.
Right. A pizza stone, which is what? Just a piece of
ceramic. Yeah, it's a ceramic round plate. And with this, I would say you don't have to do like you do with the pizza where you heat the stone up. I just take them and I build them on the stone, and I put the whole thing on the grill on a high heat. And I just roast it as fast as I can. And the cheese picks up a little bit of that smokiness.
Mm-hmm.
If your grill has a nice patina, so you know, you get a nice flavor off it. And
If it hasn't been cleaned and you get a little
smoke. Well, you should never clean a grill.
Right, yeah.
You just
burn it off.
You just scrape it and burn it. Yeah, right. Never, ever, ever. Yeah. So, yeah, of course, that's your patina. That's where you're picking up all your character.
Right. And it's charred character, so you're not worried about bacteria and things in there, because once you get it above 140, everything gets cooked off anyway. So
we've all picked up characters from time to time.
Yes, we have.
And I got another thing that's perfect for Super Bowl. And find yourself a nice Middle Eastern restaurant and get some fried kibbeh, because they're shaped like a football, and they're basically ground lamb pine nuts with a little wheat germ coating. They're fantastic. It's a total protein munch, and it just looks like a football. In our family, we call them footballs.
Right.
My wife's half Lebanese, and we don't call them kibbeh anymore. We call them footballs.
Footballs. Okay. But, no, I've had those there, and they're good. And you dip those in like a
yogurt
right?
Yeah, yogurt.
Yogurt dressing.
Yep.
That's pretty cool. But that's regional, but you're right. They look exactly like a little football when you eat them, and they're tasty.
It's regional, yeah, Middle Eastern.
Right. Well, it's a region of
Middle Eastern football.
Right, yeah.
Okay, we won't even touch that. So, yeah, so those are awesome. There's just a few things you can do.
Yeah, I noticed we had on there grilled stuffed dates. That's more around the holidays. But if you got some left over because the dates held off.
Oh, they do. They last
forever.
Like 5 years in your pantry.
Stuff them with some crumbled blue cheese. Wrap a piece of bacon around them. Turn those little buggers on the grill, because that bacon will catch on fire.
Real quick.
Yeah, real quick.
Or if you don't want to put blue cheese in them, if that turns you off, put a pecan in them.
Oh, that's nutty, man. Coming up next, Barbecue Bob was out in Atlantic City, and he ran into a guy that has a chimichurri recipe that you're not going to want to miss. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.